Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with college student Jennifer Weinberg joining us. We're back with Jennifer in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
Jennifer Weinberg is a freshman at the George Washington University in our nation's capital. Very prestigious university, very aristocratic type university. And Jennifer is a millennial and she's a cattle producer. She's grown up on a farm in New Jersey.
So from the day I was born, I grew up on a farm that's been in my family for many generations. My great-grandfather owned it, his grandfather before that. It's actually the farm that my father and his four siblings grew up on, and it's the farm that I have grown up on. In the beginning, my passion for ag and my love for animals started when we just had animals for feedlot purposes. We've had beef cattle. We just raise them, get them ready for harvest, and sell them to our individual customers. And I've gotten a really great experience to see like what the beef industry encompasses from feedlot to show quality animals.
Now, you're a student at George Washington University. You're surrounded by folks that have no knowledge about how animals are raised, how food is produced. What's that experience like?
It definitely leads me to have a lot of work to do. Coming from a city school, choosing to go to a city school, I knew was going to be a challenge because there are a lot of people that just, like you mentioned, really just don't understand the food industry, the livestock industry, what they're trying to do, what's important, what's practical, and also what's economical. So for me, it's been a real challenge, and it's actually been a really rewarding challenge because the more I find that I talk to people about the industry, what my experiences are, the more they kind of go, oh, all right, you know what, that kind of makes sense. And I think that's really what's important here going down the road. I think we need to educate people about what the industry really is instead of what people try to make it seem to be.
So, you know, as you've gone through the freshman year and your student experience, what sort of food choices have you noticed? What stuck out at you as far as food on a college campus?
Well, food on my college campus and under Sodexo and specifically has been, there's definitely a real emphasis in the city, I think, on not necessarily convenience, but the luxury of having food that is produced in what is called sustainable environments, or I guess it's, like I'd mentioned before, like it's a luxury kind of thing. It's not just, we have a lot of choices, like what was mentioned before in our panel, and the choices we get to make are paying a little bit extra for food that is labeled as organic or locally grown. I find that's really interesting because at a lot of schools I visited, they really just don't have those options. It's, you know, this is the food provider, this is the food we have, and it's eat it or don't. For me in D.C., it's really interesting, and I'm starting to be exposed to all these different labels and how these industries are framing the type of food that they're providing, which I find interesting, but also potentially misleading.
I guess that probably gives you some of the opportunities for some of the conversations.
Absolutely. I think that the more and more I talk, the more and more I learn about the other side of the spectrum, but also get to enlighten people about my experiences, my perspectives, and for going down the road, like what's important to focus on.
What are you hoping to do? Are you pre-law?
Yeah, my goals for right now are to go into law school, but I really want to get involved in agricultural law, and I think that even as time progresses, I think there's going to be a large market for it. I think these issues are not just going to go away. They're going to keep growing in importance, and it's definitely going to get a lot more intense, which is something I fear for the livestock industry as a whole, because I feel that the more society grows concerned over the wrong things, like, for instance, like where our food is coming from, it's not necessarily always a bad thing. I think that there's some various organizations and there's policies out there that are trying to make our industries sound like something they're not, without really taking into practicality and taking in the whole picture at a time. So I think that down the road, I really hope to be involved directly with making sure that our industries are protected the way they should be.
One thing is for certain, we need more Jennifer Weinbergs at places like George Washington University telling the beef industry story. She's got credibility. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.